Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming and for learning together. Davav of Maseches Brachos. Davav deals with the topic of Mazikin. These are angels on the demonic side. They cause trouble. They make things break. They're destructive angels. The Gemara is going to teach us a pretty famous Gemara that there are so many Mazikin. If we would be able to see them, we would go crazy with the anxiety about all the dangers that surround us. There's so many mazikin. The Gemara is going to teach us about how a person can see the mazikin, what things a person can do to be able to see them, to notice that they're around. And then the Gemara is going to teach us many, many things about prayer. The best place to pray is in a shul. So even if you have a minyan somewhere else, in a house or in a backyard, it's not as good as praying in a shul. Hashem is in a shul, the Gemara says. The Gemara is going to teach us that Hashem is found in the presence of 10 people. When you have a minyan together, learning Torah, doing a mitzvah, you have Hashem's presence there. Not only 10 people learning. If you have a court, 3 judges, that also has the presence of Hashem. The Gemara is going to teach us when you have a chavrusa, 2 people learning with each other, it has the presence of Hashem. Even one person learning Hashem's Torah will have the presence of Hashem. The Gemara is going to talk about that Hashem wears tefillin the same way the Jewish people wear tefillin. Hashem's tefillin contains passages about the greatness of the Jewish people, while the Jewish people's tefillin, of course, contains Shema, passages about the greatness of Hashem. Then the Gemara is going to say further things about prayer, that a person who comes regularly to shul is expected in shul. If he's not there, Hashem says, oh, where is he? I miss him. Why didn't he come? Then the Gemara says that if there's a minyan called for a particular time, let's say 7 o'clock, so at 7 o'clock, Hashem is there. He's waiting for the minyan. If the minyan doesn't show up, Hashem's upset. Why? I came. Where were you? Why didn't you come when the minyan was ready? Why did I have to wait for you? The Gemara talks about the importance of having a set place for prayer. You should have a spot in the shul, or if you pray at home, set place at home where you pray. If you keep praying in the same place, that adds to the potency and the power of the tefillah. The Gemara talks about the importance of running to shul, running to a shir, running to learn Torah. Even on Shabbos, when we're normally not allowed to run, if we're running to a shir, it's a good thing. We should do that. The Gemara talks about showing respect to the shul, how terrible it is that some people don't walk into the shul, they stand outside, they turn their back, and even if they pray, but they're praying with their back to the shul, it's a terrible thing. The Gemara talks about which prayer is the most important prayer, and finally the Gemara ends by talking about the importance of Yirat Shamayim, of fear of heaven. Okay, so let's start. That's a general overview of today's daf. Let's start on the bottom of daf Hey Amid Beis. At the two dots, Tani Ulinda de Brisa, Abba bin Yamin Omer, Abba bin Yamin says, Shnayim Shenichnasu Lehispalel, 2 people came in to pray. And the commentators explain, this is referring to Maariv. 2 people come in to pray. In those days, many times they would pray out in the forest, there would be a clearing in the forest, that would be the Beit Knesset, the place of gathering. So 2 people come in to pray. Now it's dangerous, it's dark, it's outside. V'kadam Echaman Lehispalel, so one finished, V'lo Himten Eschaveiro. Now he's not waiting for his friend who still hasn't finished. He leaves. And he leaves his friend alone. V'yatz, and he walks out. So a man who prays, but he's not sensitive to somebody else, he leaves his friend alone. Torfin lo tfilasa b'fanav. In heaven, they throw the prayer back in his face. They say, listen, it's nice to pray, but part of prayer is to care for another Jew. What, you're leaving another Jew out in this dangerous spot with all the mazikin are? They throw the prayer at his face. Shenam, as it says, we learn this from the verse, Toref nafsho ba'an pa'apo. He throws his soul in his anger. Halemancha te'azev aretz. Is it for your sake that the land is neglected? So if you leave someone out in the land, you leave him, then your prayer, your soul is thrown back in your face. Lo, not only does this person's prayer get rejected because he left his friend out in the wilderness when the friend was still davening, Elo shekorim l'shchina shetistalik miYisrael. He causes the divine presence to leave the Jewish people. Shenamar, as the verse says, Vayatek tzur mimekomo, and the rock uprooted from its place. Now, ain't tzur, what is the rock? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's God. Shenamar, it's tzur yulad chateshi. God gave birth to you. And if you do wait for your friend, maschara, what's the reward for waiting for your friend? Starting today's daf, vav amud aleph. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina explained, zocha lebrachos halalu. If when you finished praying, you were waiting for your friend to finish praying, you merit the following blessings. Luik shavta, were you to have listened, lemitzvosai, to my commandments, yihikan nahar shlomeich, your peace will be like the peace of a river. A river is very peaceful. The halacha is that a king is supposed to be anointed next to a river as a symbolic act. It's just like the river is placid and peaceful. The king should merit to have peace during his reign. And your virtue will be, like the waves of the ocean. You'll have seed as numerous as the sand. And that which comes out from you will be living, and it won't have any problems, and you won't have any misfortune. All right, another lesson about the damaging angels. Tanya was taught in a brisa. Abba Binyamin Omer. Abba Binyamin teaches. Ilmali nitna rishus la'ayin liros. If the eye would have been given the permission to see all the damaging angels that are around us, in kobriya yecholol amod mipnei mazikin, no creature would be able to stand. It would go crazy in fear seeing all these goblins and demons and dangers. We'd go crazy. Says Rav Kook, there's a lesson we should learn from here. God loves us. He only does what's good for us. So if he didn't give us the ability to see certain things, it's because if we would see these things, we'd go crazy. So if there are all sorts of things we don't understand, why does this happen? Why does that happen? Apparently, if we would understand, it wouldn't be good for us. He keeps us from understanding. Whatever we don't understand, that's a blessing. It's all to protect us. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Inu nefishi minan. There are more of these damaging angels than there are of us. The Kaimyalan, and they're very close to us. They're close to us. Ki kasla la'ugya. Like the closeness between the vine and the irrigation ditch around the vine. And they have a vine, so they would dig a ditch around it so that when it would rain, the ditch would fill up with water. And over time, the water would sink into the vine and it would keep the vine growing. So it's really close. You don't want to have the water far from the vine, because then by the time it gets to the vine, it already evaporates. It's right next to the vine. That's where all the demons are. They're right next to us. They're surrounding us. They're all around us. There are tons of demons and they're right close to us. Ravuna said, Kol chad v'chad minan, every one of us, especially a Torah scholar. The demons hate the Torah scholars. They run after the Torah scholars. So each one of us, Alpha Mismale, there's 1,000 demons on the left, Urvavasa Mimine, and 10,000 demons on the right. Amar Rava, Rava said, Haiduch Kadavi Bekala, when we come to the class before Pesach, before Sukkot, the rabbi has a big class, 3 hours, goes over the laws of Sukkah, the laws of Lulav, the laws of Pesach. Everybody's pressed. We feel tight. You know why we feel tight? Minayu Havi. It's because of the demons. Hani Bircha Deshali, we're walking and we feel that our knees are weak. It's because of the demons. Hani mani drabana de balu. The rabbis are wearing clothing and the clothing is worn out. It's threadbare. It has holes in it. Mihufi to do it's because all the demons are rubbing up against the rabbi. They're rubbing out the clothes. Hani kari de manakfan. Knees that knock against each other and that are stumbling on the ground. Minayu, it's all from the demons. Haiman de boila medalu. If a person wants to know about them, he wants to know that they're around. So this is how you can find the demons. Laisi kitma nihila. He should bring sifted ash. So very thin, thin ash. Unahadra puraya. Put it all around his bed. Go to sleep. Wakes up in the morning of itzaf in the morning. Chazakikar de tarnagolta. He'll see a print of a chicken in the ash. He'll see a chicken footstep in the ash. Haiman de boilam chzinu. The person wants to see the demons. He should take the placenta of a cat, which is black. The cat is black. The cat's mother is black. The cat is a firstborn to the mother. The mother was a firstborn to its mother. V'leklaya, and burn this placenta, v'nura, in fire. V'lishchake, then grind it into little pieces of ash. Limle einamine, put some of it into the eye. Rashi says when you say some into the eye, you say the word male, even though it means full, it only means a little bit into the eye. V'chazilahu, then he's going to see the demons. V'lishdaya b'gufta de parzla, then he should throw it into a tube of iron or lead, a lead tube, a metal tube. V'lichtme b'gushkanta de parzla, then he should seal it with a metal iron seal. Dilma gan v'mineh, because otherwise the demons might steal from him. But whatever is in, it was covered and sealed in a tube, they can't get out. Lichtam pume, and he should keep his mouth shut. Yech lo litzak, so he not get damaged by the demons going into him. Rabbi Barabai Avidach, Rabbi Barabai did this. So he took the placenta of a black cat, which was a firstborn, the child of a black cat, which also was a firstborn, and he burned it, and then he ground it up, and he put it into his eye. Chaza, he saw the demons, v'itzak, and he got damaged by the demons. Oh, Rabbanu Rachmai Alei, the rabbis prayed for him, v'itzi, and then he was healed.
These mediums that play on the same demons?
I don't know.
Could be true.
Maybe. I don't trust it so much, the mediums, but I guess so. Rav Kook has an explanation of this Gemara in an allegorical way. Rav Kook says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that if two people love each other, a husband and a wife love each other, the Gemara says the bed could be as narrow as the blade of a sword, and they feel that they have plenty of room. But if a husband and wife hate each other, the bed could be as wide as the entrance to the ulam, and they're still too close to each other. The Gemara says that if you really love somebody, you don't mind that you're tight because you're loving the person. You feel there's plenty of space. You're excited about the fact that you love the other person. So the Rav Kook says what the Gemara is saying is if people would really love Torah and they come to the class, there are a lot of people in the class, they wouldn't mind. Oh, I'm learning this Torah. It's so exciting. So what that I'm cramped? But the fact that people can notice, oh, I'm cramped, I'm tight, oh, I don't love the Torah enough. So what makes me not love the Torah enough? The demons, the forces of evil in the world, they darken our ardor for Torah. The same is true with the idea of the knees being weak. If a person would be passionate about Torah and a mitzvah, he runs to do a mitzvah. Why do his knees get weak when he wants to do a mitzvah? He just doesn't love it enough. And that's also the idea that the Gemara said that the demons cause the garments of the rabbis to be worn out. The Gra says that the garments of the rabbis refers to the midos, the attributes of the rabbis, the midot tavot. Rabbis should have great midos. Why do sometimes rabbis not have such good midos? Because we don't really appreciate the Torah the way we should. If we would appreciate it the way we should, our garments would be beautiful. They wouldn't be worn out. They wouldn't have bad midos. And this is also the last thing, that the knees knock against each other. If not for the demons, if not for the forces of evil in the world that reduce the passion for holiness, we would run to do a mitzvah. We wouldn't have any problems. But whenever we try to do a mitzvah, there's stumbling blocks and it's difficult. That's the forces of the world that are evil. So what's this idea of ashes and a cat and a black cat and the child of a firstborn black cat? So Rav Kook suggests that ashes are an item that can't really join in together. If you put water into flour, it becomes dough, it becomes something united. You put water into ash, it's still water. It's not going to really unite. So ash are the symbol of pirud, of being separate. And the forces of evil are all about being separate, not seeing one God, but I'm into my thing, you're into your thing, everyone being divided. And that's why they're into desires, the forces of evil. The verse says, L'ta'avaya vakesh nifrad. He seeks desires, the one who's detached. And that's the idea of a cat, because the Gemara says in Horios that the cat doesn't recognize its maker. So the Gemara is saying that the source of the evil is lack of awareness of God. And that's darkness, that's blackness, because that's the darkness before light. The same way vayi erev, vayi voker, evening and then morning. First is the darkness of not recognizing God, but eventually we will recognize God. And this is the beginning. The beginning of any process is to go through the darkness and to get to the light. So that's why the cat that's used here is a cat which is a firstborn, the son of a firstborn, representing the beginning. And even the beginning of that, it's the placenta of that which gives the life to this cat. The beginning of the beginning. At the beginning of anything, there's going to be some darkness of not recognizing God. And that darkness, that force of darkness in the world, is what cools down the passion that should be there. But we can overcome it. That's how Rav Kook reads this Gemara. Okay, going on now to issues of prayer. Tanya, we were talking about Braisa. Abba Binyamin Omer. Abba Binyamin teaches. Ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas el beveis hakneses. A person's prayer is only heard in a shul. So if you can pray at home or you can pray in shul, pray in shul. Shenemar, what's the source? The verse says, Lishmoa el arina vel tefillah. To hear, to listen to the song and to the petition. Makom Rina, the place of song, Sham Tei Tefillah, that's where there should be prayer. Why is a shul a place of song? So Rashi says, because in shul they sing with the chazan, they sing along the paragraphs of Tehillim. Other commentators say that the meaning of the song here is the song of learning Torah. When you learn Torah, there's a sing song. In the shul you learn, so that makes the shul a place of singing. The Gaon of Vilna in his commentary in Mishlei on the Pasuk, Chachmos Bachutz Tarona, the Gra explains that the word Rina means an echo. And an echo is sort of like the shallow part. That there are different levels of Torah. There's the Pshat, the simple meaning, and there's the Remez, the hints. So the Rina, the Gra says, Rina Shel Torah, the song of Torah, is the echoes, it's the Pshat. So the Gra says the Shul is the place where the children learn Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis is the most basic Pshat. So where children are learning Aleph Beis, that makes it a place of Rina, because it's a place of Rina that makes it a place of prayer. Where there's children learning on the basic level, that's the level, that's the place with the holiness where you should have davening there. Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada. Ravin, the son of Rav Ada, said, name of Yitzchak. How do you know that Hashem is found in a shul? So therefore, if you could pray at home, there's no minyan now, or you could pray in the shul, go pray in the shul. We learn this from the verse, Elokim nitzav ba'das keil, God is found in the community of the Lord. Now that also teaches you that there's a special power to a minyan. How do we know that 10 people are praying that the divine presence is with them? It's the same verse. Elokim nitzav badas el. God is standing in the community of the Lord. How do we know that three judges are sitting to decide a court case? That the divine presence is with them. That's from another verse. Bekerav Elohim yishpot. Amongst, in the presence of God, he'll judge. How do we know if two people are sitting and learning bechavrusa together? The divine presence is with them. That's it. We learn from the verse. Az nidbru yirei Hashem v'shal re'eyu. Then those who feared God would talk to each other. Vayakshav Hashem v'yishma. And Hashem listened in, and he was listening, and he wrote it down in the book of memorials. Why does that verse go on to say, and to those who reckon with his name, who think of his name, Rav Ashi says, this teaches you another lesson. Chashav adam lasos mitzvah, if a person is planning to do a mitzvah, v'ne'anas, and something happened to prevent him, v'lo asan, he wasn't able to do it, out of his control, ma'ala alav akasov, ki'ilu asa, the verse considers it as if he did it. U'minayin, and how do we know, shafilu echad shiyoshev osik patorah, even if one person is sitting and learning Torah, Sheshchina imo, that the divine presence is with him. Shenamar, that we learn from the verse. B'chol ha'makom asher azkir shmi, any place that I mention my name. Avoy alecho ve'rachticha, I'll come to you and I'll bless you. V'chim yachad afilu chad. Now even if, now that we've said even one person learning has the divine presence. To trei mi bayis, certainly two people learning together have the divine presence because there's at least one. Answer is trei, if it's two, michtavan milayu b'sefer zichronos. Not only do they have the divine presence with them, but whatever they're saying gets written down in the book of memorial. Chad, if one person is learning, he has Hashem, but lo michtav and mili, b'seif ha-zichronos, his words are not written down in the book of memorials. Now, once you say that you have two people learning, you have the divine presence. So if you have three judges issuing a court ruling, that's also learning. So tlasa, if you have three mibai, is it even a question you'll have the divine presence? Answer the Gemara, and it is. Ma'udatim was what to say, dino shlama ba'almahu. I would say that a judgment is just to create peace. Below as yishkin, it's not Torah. It's just how to make peace. The divine presence is not there. Kamashman, that's to teach you. The dina nami ainu Torah. Whenever you have a court case, it's Torah learning. V'chimeyachar, now that we've said, afilu tlas, even if you have three, you have the divine presence. Asar mi bayas, you only have 10 people together, learning, davening, you have the divine presence. The answer is asar, if you have 10. Kat mashkina v'asya, the divine presence comes first, before them. Tlasa, when it's three, adiyasvi, the divine presence only comes once they sit down to issue their ruling. All right, now we talk about the tefillin of Hashem. Amar Rav Avin, bar Rav Adam, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Adam said the name of Rav Yitzchak. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu aniach tefillin. How do we know that God also has spiritual tefillin that he puts on? Shenamar, the answer is from the verse. The verse says, Nishba Hashem b'yimino. God swore by his right, uvizra uzo, and by the arm of his strength. B'yimino, his right, is Torah. Shenamar, as it says, m'yimino, from his right, esh das, is the fire of the faith, lamo, for them. Uvizra uzon, with the arm of his strength, elu tefillin. That's a reference to the tefillin. Shenamar, as it says, Hashem oz la'amo yitain. Hashem should give strength to his people. What does it mean, Hashem will give strength to his people? Hashem will have his people wear tefillin. That's what gives us strength. Minayin shat tefillin ozim liyisrael. How do we know that the tefillin gives strength to the Jewish people? That's what it says. V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha. All the nations of the earth will see that God's name is called on you. V'yar'u mimecha. And they will fear you. What does it mean? Why, how do they see God's name on you? Tanya, we learned in a brayso from Blazar Gadol Omer. Blazar Gadol explains, Elu tefillin shemirosh. They see the tefillin of the head on you. That's God's name on you. And then they fear you. That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe told the Israeli soldiers before the Six-Day War to put on tefillin. Amalei of Nachman bar Yitzchak bar Chia bar Avin. Hani tefillin demari amal maksibu. What does it say in God's tefillin? Amalei said to him, It says the following verse, Mikamcha Yisrael, who's like your Jewish nation? Goyachad, a unique people, ba'aretz, on the earth. Asks the Gemara, Umi Mishtabeach Kodesh Abrichu B'Shvachayu D'Yisrael, does God praise the praises of the Jewish people? Answer the Gemara, and he in fact does so. Dichsiv, and that we learn from the following verse, Es Hashem Emarta Yom, you've praised Hashem today. Hashem and God, Hemir Chayom, he praises you today. Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God tells the Jewish people, Atem Asituni Chatu V'Achas Pa'olam, you declare that I'm unique in the world. I'll make you and declare about you that you are unique in the world. You declare that I'm a unique one in the world. When do the Jewish people declare that God's unique? We say, Shema Yisrael, hear Jews. Hashem Elokeinu, God is our Lord. Hashem Echad, God is one, He's unique. I'll make you a unique one in the world. Shenamar, the verse says, Umikamcha Yisrael, who's like your people, the Jewish nation? Goy Echad Ba'aretz, unique nation on earth. Amler Ravacha, Breda Rebbe Ravashi, Ravacha, the son of Rebbe, said to Ravashi, Tenach Basar, Bechad Beis. Okay, that's in one compartment. The Sharbati Mai. What about the other compartments? Amar Le, he said, okay, in the other compartments, it says the following. It says the verse, Umikam Ashrech, it says the verse, and then the next verse. Then there's a compartment that has the verse. Ashrecha Yisrael mikamocha am no shabbat Hashem again Ezrecha v'asher cherub gavasecha v'yikach shuay v'echalach v'atal b'masem v'tidroch. And then there's the verse. Oh anis Elohim lavol lokachas lo goy mikerev goy b'masos b'osos mafsim v'milchama v'yad chazakov v'zronet tuyav morim v'dolim k'chol asher asa lachem Hashem Elokeichem v'mitzrayim le'inecha. And then there's the verse, L'sitcha elyon al kol ha'goyim asher asah l'tehilah, to make you above all the nations that he's made, l'tehilah l'shem l'tiferes, to be a source of praise, v'liyos ha'am kadosh l'ashem l'kecha kasher diber, that you'll be a holy nation to God your Lord as he's spoken. So Gemara says, one second, if you have all these verses, then you have more than four boxes. You know, there's supposed to be four boxes in the tefillin. Here's like six, seven. Answer the Gemara, Ella, rather the answer is like this, ki mi goy gadol. And then the next verse, Umi Goy Gadol, the Dami La'adadi, since they're similar to each other, speaking about the praise of the Jewish people, B'chad Besa, they're in one compartment. Ashrecha Yisrael, Umi Kamcha Yisrael, also is B'chad Besa, in one compartment. O'anis Elohim, Lavo L'kach L'goy Mekarev Goy, is also B'chad Besa, in one compartment. L'sitcha Elyon is B'chad Besa, in another compartment. V'kulu, and these same passages, K'sivi Be'edrei, are also written in the armed tefillin. All right, after we learned about God's tefillin, we go back to the importance of shul and davening. I'm a Ravin by Rav Adda, I'm Rav Yitzchak. Ravin, the son of Rav Adda, is the name of Rav Yitzchak. Anyone who normally comes to the minyan, the lo bayom echad, he doesn't come one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo, God asks about him. Shenamar, as it says, Mibachem, who's amongst you? Yirei Hashem, who fears God, Shomei Abakol Avdo, who normally listens to the voice of his servant, Asher halach hashachim, that suddenly he's gone into the darkness. Ain't no galo, and now he has no light. Says the Gemara. What does it mean, ain't no galo, he has no light? In l'dvar mitzvah halach, if he didn't come to shul because he had to do some mitzvah, then no galo, he has light. That's okay, he'll succeed. But in l'dvar rishus halach, if he didn't come to shul because he wanted to take care of some other matter that's not an obligation, ain't no galo, then he has no light because he left God to take care of his own matters. What should he have done? Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yisham belokav. My time, what's the reason? Why does he have no light? Why does he get punished? B'shem d'havu l'yiftach b'shem Hashem. He should have trusted God's name and continued with going to the minyan the way he normally does. V'lo batach. But he did not trust. Am Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' people there. Miyadu Koes, he gets upset, gets angry. Shenemar, it says, Madu Abasi, why did I come? Ve'inish, there's no man here. Karasi, I called out. Ve'in Onan, there's no one here to respond to me. All right, the importance of having a set place for prayer. Am Reb Chelbo, Am Reb Huna. Anyone who establishes a set place, he always prays in the same spot. Elokei Avram Be'ezro. He's going to have help from God, just like, because he's acting like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu prayed in a set spot. So if he prays in a set spot, the God of Avram, God who helped Avram, is going to help him too. Ukeshemes, and therefore when he passes away, Omrim Lo, they're going to say, when they eulogize him, Hey Anav, where's the humble person? Hey Chassid, where's the pious person? Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, he was one of the students of Avram, our father. Avram Avinu minon the kavam makom. How do we know that Avram Avinu had a set plot spot for prayer? That's what we find after Avram prays for stone. The verse says, "Vayash came Avram baboker." Avram woke up in the morning. Ela makom asher amad sham, to that spot where he had stood. What does it mean, that spot where he stood? In amida el tefila, standing is to pray. Shenem, as we find, Vayamod Pinchas vayefalel. Pinchas stood and he prayed. So he got up to the spot, hamakom asher amad sham, the spot where he had prayed there. That means he kept going to pray in the same spot. All right, now when you leave shul, walk out slowly. Hard to take leave of shul. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Chelba told him, Rav Huna, Yosef Mbeis HaKnesses, someone who leaves shul, Al Yafsiya Psiya Gasa. He shouldn't take big steps. He shouldn't rush out. He should go out slowly. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Lo Amar Nala Mepak. That's only in terms of leaving, Avalameel, but in terms of coming into the shul, Mitzvah Lamirat, it's a mitzvah to run. Shenamar, as it says, Nirdafa, we're going to chase, Ladasa Hashem, to know God. We're chasing to know God. We know God through prayer. We know God through study. We're chasing to come learn Torah. We're chasing to come pray. Reb Zeir used to say, Meresh originally, Ki Hava Chazina Lul Rabbanan, when I would see the rabbis, the students of the yeshiva, to Karati, the Pirkei B'Shabbos, that they're running to hear the rabbi's lesson. They're running to hear the Rosh Yeshiva's class on Shabbos. I mean, I would say to myself, Kamachlein Rabbanan Shabbos, here are the rabbis, the students, they're violating Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to run. And here they're running on Shabbos. But now that I've heard this lesson of Rabbi Tanchum in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, a person should always run to go hear halacha, even on Shabbos he should run. Shanam, as the verse says, behind God they'll go. They'll roar like a lion. That a person should be running to God the same way someone else would run away from a lion. I also would run to go hear the class.
Can't run on Shabbos?
Nope. We say it in the Zmiros. Hiluchach tehe benachas in Kiyash Mar Shabbos. Your walking should be pleasant. That's a verse in Yeshaya.
What are you? What are you doing running?
Lack of Oneg Shabbos.
Oneg.
Mm-hmm. It's a lack of kavod. The Rambam says that the verse in the Aseres Hadibros, Zachar v'Shamor, was explained by the Navi Yeshayahu as kavod v'Oneg. So lack of kavod Shabbos and lack of oneg of Shabbos is a violation of the mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshav. So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, part of it is not to run on Shabbos, but you can run to the shir. You can run to Daf Yomi, you can run to davening, but everything else, no running on Shabbos. Amar Reb Zeira said, many times people come to a class, they don't understand anything. They still get reward because they ran to the class. The main reward of the class on Shabbos is Ratzah, is the people running to the class. I mean, Pirka is the class of Shabbos, but it's true in general. People come to a class, the effort to get to the class, that's already the reward. Amar Abaya said, Agudakala, the reward for all the people who come to the shir before Yom Tov, that's called the Yarchei Kala, the big class before Sukkot, before Pesach. The reward is not that they learn the laws. Duchka, that they came and they were pressed in. There was a big crowd. That's the reward. Rava said, Agra, the reward, the Shmaitza, of trying to figure a lesson out as far as the effort to figure out the logic. That's the reward of learning. Gemara. Rav Papa said, Agra, the Beitami, the reward of a Shiva visit. Ishtikusa is being quiet. You're not supposed to speak until the mourner speaks, so it's uncomfortable. I come in, I want to talk. But to sit quietly till he starts the conversation, then to pick up, that's the reward. Marzucha said, Agra, you know what you get reward for on a fast day? Not the fact you don't eat or drink. Agra the Tanisa Tzidkasa, the reward on a fast day is that you gave charity to the poor people on the fast day. Rav Sheshes, Agra de Espeda, the reward for a eulogy is Deluye, that you raise your voice and you make people cry. Rav Ashi said, Agra de Behiluli, the reward for going to a wedding is Mili, is saying things that make the couple happy about the wedding, like saying Kalanoa the Chasuda, as the Gemara says in Ksudas, that everybody's beautiful and wonderful, and they're going to have a wonderful life together. Ezra Hashem Yizbarach. All right, going back to shul and the importance of showing respect to the shul. Amar Rav Huna said, "Kol Mispala Chori Beis Haknesses." Let's say you have a shul, and the shul's facing, you know, the Aron is towards Yerushalayim, and there is an opening in the back of the shul, the doorway. People come in from the outside. There's a courtyard. They come in. So this guy is standing out in the courtyard. Instead of walking into the shul, he turns his back to the entrance of the shul. He turns his back to the Aron Kodesh, and he davens there in the courtyard. He wants to stay outside. Any guy who davens out there, Achori Beis HaKnesses, he's in the rear of the shul, his rear is to the shul, Nikra Rasha, he's called a wicked person, Shenamar, that's what we learn from the verse, Saviv, all around, those are where the Rishayim, the wicked people, Yisalachon, they walk around, they don't come in. Amar Abaya said, Lo Amar Lo Mahadar Apel Beknishta, that's only said if he doesn't turn his face towards the shul. Avu Mahadar Apel Beknishta, but if he turns his face to the shul, even if he's outside of the shul, less lanva, then we don't care about it. It's not a problem. Ha'u gavu, there was once a man, the kamasi achori beknishta. He was davening outside of the shul with his back to the shul. V'lo ma'adra api lebeknishta. He refused to turn his face towards the shul. Chalaf Eliyahu Hanavi came by. Chazyeh, he saw what this man's doing. So Eliyahu Hanavi decided, off with his head. Idmile kitaya. Eliyahu Hanavi appeared to him like an Arab. Amarle, he said to him, Kedu bar kayamas kamei marach. I understand. Are there like two authorities here in front of your master? What I mean, you're in charge. You don't have to show respect to God. You don't have to turn to him. Shalaf Safsarei, he took out his sword, the katle, and he killed him. Eliyahu Hanavi killed the man for showing disrespect to the shul. There was a rabbi that said to Rav Bibi, the son of Abaye, Amila, some say Rav Bibi said it to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. What's the meaning of the verse? Kirum Zulus Livnei Adam. After that verse, Saviv Rishim Yishalachon, all around, the wicked ones walk, then you have the verse, Kirum Zulus Livnei Adam, like the elevation, lowliness to people. What does it mean? Elevation, lowliness to people. Amalei, it means the following. A guy who stands behind the shul, and he doesn't daven in the shul, and he turns his back to the shul, turns his back to the Aron Kodesh, Elu Dvarim Shom the Bruma Shel Olam. You're talking about davening. Davening is something that stands at the height of the world. Ufnei Adam Azal Zlim Behen, and people are showing them disrespect. They're showing disrespect to the davening. What a terrible thing. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Dami Tavar, they both said, it's referring to something else. If a person needs other people's help, he needs the charity of others, Panav Mishtanos Kikrum, his face changes colors like the Krum bird. Shenamar, that's the meaning. Krum, like the Krum bird, Zulus is being shamed and being needy. Livnei Adam, needing the help of people. My Krum, what is the Krum bird? Kiyas Rav Dimi explained. Amar, he said, Of Echad Yesh B'Krach Hayam. There is a bird in those cities on the other side of the sea. Krum Shmo, it's called a Krum. Kevin Shechamah Zorachas, once the sun shines on it, Mishapik Lechamah Gvanim, it turns into multiple colors. So to a person who needs other people's charity, his face turns multiple colors, he's ashamed. Reb Ami V'Ravasi, Dami Tavai, Reb Ami V'Ravasi both said, a person needs the help of others, Kilu Nidu Mishnei Dinim, it's as if he's being judged with two punishments, Be'eshu V'Mayim, with fire and water, Shnemar, it says, Here Kavta Enosh L'Roshenu, you've put a man above us, Banu V'Eshu V'Mayim, we've had to go through fire and water. Reb Chelbo said, Am Ravuna said, Lo'olam Adam Zarei B'Tfilas Amincha, a person should be very careful with davening mincha. Sharei Eliyahu, because Eliyahu Anavi, lo nene ela b'tfilas amincha. He was only answered at mincha time. Eliyahu Anavi had the big showdown with the prophets of Baal, where they built an altar, he built an altar, and the showdown was to see who's going to get a fire to show up from heaven. So Eliyahu Anavi, when did he daven to God for the big miracle at Har HaKarmel? It was at mincha time, so it's hard at mincha. The person's at work, and there are meetings and things to do. You should be very careful with mincha. I remember when I got married, so somebody who knew my father-in-law, when he used to work in politics, my father-in-law worked for Senator Scoop Jackson. So he told me a story that Senator Jackson, when he was running for president in 1972, he went to Israel to meet with the Israeli politicians. So they had a meeting at the King David Hotel with Golda Meir, who was the prime minister at the time. So it was getting late in the day. So Senator Jackson turned to my father-in-law and said, Henry, don't you have to daven mincha? So Golda Meir, unfortunately, didn't know what mincha was. But that's it. You have to be careful with tefillas ha-mincha. You have to be careful with mincha. If you're careful to always daven mincha, he was so careful. Even Senator Jackson, who was a guy from Washington State, he knew that there was mincha. If we're careful with mincha, then we get married to get answered. Eliyahu Hanavi was careful with mincha. Shenamar, as the verse says, Vayihi ba'alosa mincha. It was when mincha was coming up. Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi vayomar. Eliyahu Hanavi stepped forward. He davened to Hashem. He said, send down the fire. He says, Aneini Hashem Aneini. God, answer me, answer me. Why answer me twice? So he's asking for two things. Aneini shetirei desh min hashamayim. Answer me that fire should come down from heaven. And Anani and answer me, Shlo Yomru Masak Shafim. They should realize it's a miracle. They shouldn't think that it's just magic. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't only be careful with Mincha, be careful also with Mariv. Apet Filas Arvis. Shanaam Mars, it says, Tikon Filasi Ketoris Lefanecha. May my prayer be an offering of Ketoris before you. Masas Kapai, the gift of my hands. Minchas Arev, a gift of evening. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Aftilas Shachris. Be careful with Shachris too. Shanaam Mars, it says, Hashem Boker Tishma Koli. In the morning you'll hear my voice. Boker, Rach Lechavat Sapeh. In the morning I will prepare for you and hope. So Rav Kook says, if you're careful with everything, v'shachas mincha and marv. So what's the point of each one? So the idea is that each one has a uniqueness. There's a uniqueness of shachris, that's chesed, when it's the first light. The uniqueness of mincha, that's din, when there's judgment, even then to daven. There's a uniqueness of mariv, when rachamim, and kindness, also to appeal in that time as well. Any person who enjoys the meal of a wedding, the meal of a bride and groom, and he doesn't make the groom happy, over b'chamisha kolos, he violates the five sounds, the five voices, shanam, as it says in Yirmiyo. In the future, we'll have, again, around Jerusalem, kol sasam v'kol simcha, the sound of sasam, the sound of simcha, two types of joy, kol chasan, the sound of groom, kol kala, the sound of bride, kol om, hodu es Hashem tzvakos, the sound saying, the voice saying, let's thank God, the Lord of the hosts. V'im esamcho, if a person goes to a wedding and he makes the groom happy, maschar, what's his reward? Ari b'shuvim levi zochel Torah, shnitim b'chamisha kolos. B'shuvim levi says he merits to get the Torah, which was given with five voices. Shanaam, how do we know that the Torah was given with five sounds? It says, v'yi b'yom ha'shlish b'yos ha'bok, on the third day in the morning. V'yi kolos, there were sounds, that's two, uvrakim and lightning, v'anan kavid alahar, and a thick cloud. And then kol shofar, then the sound of shofar, that's three. Then you have kol ha-shofar holeich v'chazek ma'od, the sound of the shofar is getting bigger, that's four. And then v'elokim yanenu b'kol, God would respond to Moshe with sounds, that's five. Moshe says, only five sounds? Torah is seven sounds. Aktsiv, it says v'chalam ro'am esakolos, all the people were seeing the sounds. That's another two. So Moshe says, no, o son kolos to kodem atem Torah avu. Those sounds were before the giving of the Torah. Rebbe Vo says, if you make a groom happy at a wedding, not only will you merit to get the Torah, but it's ki'ilu hikriv toda. It's as if you brought a carbon toda. Shanam, as it says, mevi'im toda beis Hashem. They're going to be bringing thanksgiving offerings to the house of God. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, ki'ilu bana achas mechorves Yerushalayim. It's as if you rebuilt one of the ruins of Jerusalem, Shanam, because the verse says, ki yashiv et shvus ha'aretz kivari shona amar Hashem. When will we have all these sounds of kol sasam, kol simcha, kol chasam, kol kala? When I will return the return of the land, says God. Rav Chelbo said further name Rav Huna, call Adam Shesh B'yur Shemayim. Any person who has fear of heaven, Tvar of Nishmaim, whatever he says is listened to. People will listen to him. Shanam, as the verse says, Sof Tavar, the end of Koheles, the last verse of Koheles. At the end of the matter, Akol Nishma Ol is heard. Es Elokim Yirah, fear God and keep his mitzvos. This is the entirety of man. Ma'iki zekal adam. What's the verse adding when it says, this is the entirety of man. Amr Belazar, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lazar says, God says, kol olam kulo lo nivra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole world was created for this man, a man who has yirat shamayim. Rabbi Bar Kahana said, shakul zeh keneged kol olam kulo. This person is equal to the entire world. Rabbi Shimon Yazi Omer, v'amilar, Rabbi Shimon Yuzoma Omer, kol olam kulo lo nivra el litzavos lezeh. The whole world was created to be a group, litzavos lezeh, to be the group for this man. The whole world, whatever it does, is to help out this man who really, truly fears heaven. Amar Reb Chelbo, Amar Reb Huna. Kol shodei b'chaver shirug lichin lo shalom. Any person that he knows that your friend is going to say hello to you, yaktim lo shalom. You be the first one to say hello to him. Shanam, as it says, bakish shalom, seek peace. Ve'erad feyu and pursue it. Let's say he says hello to you and you don't say hello back. He says shalom. He wishes you peace and you don't wish peace back to him. Nikra Gazan, you are considered a thief. Shanam, as it says, Va'atem bi'artem akarem, you've consumed the vineyard. Gzela sa'ani bivatechem, the theft of the poor man is in your house. What's the theft you take from a poor man? He doesn't have money. The theft is not giving him back the smile, the wishes, the good wishes, after he gave you the good wishes.